We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The president is across the pond for NATO meetings. We bring in Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's on the president's agenda today?
He's got a pretty busy schedule, a mix of policy and social time. But already today, he's spoken for nearly an hour during a meeting with the Secretary General of NATO. And he kind of set up what could be a pretty contentious meeting later today with the French President, Emmanuel Macron. Macron had already caused some backlash with comments about NATO, questioning the strength of the alliance. And then last night, the administration announced that it's considering tariffs on $2.4 billion of French products, things like wine and cheese and luxury handbags. And this, the White House says, is in retaliation for tariffs that France is putting on U.S. tech companies. Today, the president said he doesn't love those tech companies, but that if anybody's going to take advantage of American companies, he says, quote, it will be us.
This is just the latest backdrop of kind of just fighting the trade battle on multiple fronts. How does that play into some of the other things that the president will be dealing with while he's there?
Well, you know, the other big thing hanging over it is, of course, the general election that's going to take place here in the UK next week. And Boris Johnson, prime minister here, who's a strong ally of the president's, they get along quite well, has said the president should just not get in the middle of this. Don't comment. Don't complicate things. The president sometimes can't resist that. But he did say today he is going to stay out of it. And he thinks that Johnson will do a very good job. They also have a little bit of fun time tonight. They've got tea with Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. They've got a reception at Buckingham Palace for all the NATO leaders and their spouses, and then another reception at 10 Downing Street hosted by the Prime Minister.
What's what are the highlights of what we can expect on, you know, as the after today? What else? Who else is he going to be meeting with privately?
He is going to meet later today, besides Macron, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, and then tomorrow, Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, is on his schedule, in addition to the NATO meetings that will be taking place. But those are actually pretty short. They're not spending a lot of time all together. The action seems like it'll all be taking place on the sidelines.
That's right. The backroom dealing, that's where the stuff gets done. There's also been a couple of reports about Trump hinting at some spending cuts in relation to NATO. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, you know, and the president has been saying this as a candidate and, of course, over the last 3 years, that he thinks the U.S. is carrying too much of a burden when it comes to NATO and defense spending. And he's been, of course, pushing for other countries to up their contributions to meet the commitments of 2% of defense spending going toward NATO. He says that there's been great progress on this. More countries each year are hitting their targets. And the White House says he's going to take full credit for that. And they say he's been spectacularly successful. That's a quote on this particular issue.
We're talking to ABC News' Karen Travers. Karen, we've talked about some of the individual meetings. What is on the main agenda items for the actual NATO meetings that you say aren't going to be that long?
Yeah, you know, it's not really a summit. This was planned as a celebration event. Theresa May, the former British Prime Minister, put this together as a way to celebrate NATO's 70th anniversary. It was meant to be a celebration of the alliance and also a show of strength to show how NATO is chugging along, meeting challenges. But there's tension, of course. There always have been in the last couple of years at these summits. This time, though, it's not President Trump who's causing all of the commotion. Macron, it's Angela Merkel pushing back on French President Macron. So setting up potentially some interesting, maybe tense meetings tomorrow.
We're not used to the president not being at the center of the controversy. So
I know. It's interesting to see somebody else disrupting the agenda a bit.
Now, speaking of disrupting, I noticed that since he's been in London, he hasn't been able to resist tweeting on the impeachment topic. Talk about some of that.
Yeah, he talked about this today and was asked if it's hurting him on the world stage. And he first said he doesn't think so, but that if it is casting a shadow, that the Democrats are unpatriotic for doing what they're doing with the impeachment proceedings. But also he's not happy that they scheduled a hearing for tomorrow in the Judiciary Committee, a little bit of a constitutional look framework, some lawyers who will be talking about the historic background of this and how they could move forward. It's not going to be witnesses from the administration. But the president, before he left the White House on Monday, said he wasn't happy that they're doing this and that the Democrats should not be holding this type of hearing while he's attending what he says is a very important meeting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.